Today we continue with lesson number 13 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. Today we will learn the last Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah of the third Perek, and we will begin the fourth Perek, first Mishnah as well. Mishnah Zayin of Perek Gimel brings up an interesting machlokas, which is not limited to the laws of Nazirus, but rather which takes us to a different realm entirely, and that is the realm of the laws of testimony, of Hilchus Edus. The rule is that if in monetary matters we have two sets of witnesses who contradict each other, then we throw out the testimony of both sets of witnesses. So that if one set of witnesses says, you know, I was there with these guys on Monday afternoon from 12 to 1, and I saw Reuven lent Shimon $100. And the other two witnesses says, we were there the same day, and we saw nothing of that kind. And there was no lending, no borrowing, forget it. So we can't... One cancels out the other, and we cannot rely upon either witness. However, suppose the difference is of the following nature. One person says, one group, one pair of witnesses says, that we were there that day, and we saw Reuven lend Shimon $200. And the other one says, no, we were there, he lent him money, but only $100. So for the fact that he lent him $100, and that Shimon now owes Reuven $100, of that there's no dispute. So we say literally, Yesh Bichlal Mosayim Mone, 100 is included in the 200, and for sure, Shimon owes Reuven 100. Well, let's transfer this over now to Nazirus. Misha hoyu shtei kitei edim me'idos osam. Here's this person, and he himself is quiet, or he himself says, I don't remember what I said. And one set of witnesses said that he made it, he accepted upon himself two Nazirios. So he has to conduct himself with two Nazirios. 30 Tiglachas, 30 more Tiglachas. Ve'elu me'idim shenoza chomesh. And he'll say, no, it wasn't two, it was five. Beshamai says, you throw both of them out. They can't agree with each other. They're both, you know, one cancels out the other, and we have no witnesses, and there's no Nazirus, and goodbye. In five, there's two. Two is a subset of five. So, shahu sheyehe nozir shtayim. So, therefore, at the very least, he has to conduct himself by keeping two Nazirios. So we finished Perek Gimel. Beginning Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Here we will learn something we've had earlier, especially in Maseches Nedorim, and that is the concept of Hatfosa, that one person can become a Nozir by echoing or saying ditto, so to speak, to a first person who is mekabel upon himself a nazirus. So that, for example, as the Mishnah says, Misha Omar Hareini Nozir, fellow says, I am going to be a nozir. Vishoma Chavero, another fellow was standing by, Vishoma Va'ani, and he said, me too. Right, so he's a nozir too. And there's a third fellow there, Va'ani, and he also says, and me? Kulam Nazirim. They are all three Nazirim, because person number three was Matfis, linked himself, connected himself, literally grabbed on to person number two. And person number two was Matfis in person number one, and they're all three Nazirim. However, person number two, his Nazirus is linked to person number one. And person number three is linked to person number two, and thereby to person number one. So, hutar horishon. Suppose person number one goes to a chacham, and when it comes to the power of a chacham is matir a neder meikaro. A chacham, so to speak, uproots the entire neder as if there was no neder. So huto harishon, if person number one in our example goes to a chacham and gets a hatorah, gets unbound, so person number two and person number three, their commitments to Naziris fall away, hutru kulam, because they were all dependent, so to speak, conditioned, contingent upon person number one. Hutar ha'achro, however, suppose person number three goes and gets a hatorah, so hutar ha'achro mutor, his Naziris is uprooted, is mutor. However, person number two and one, v'chulam, the other two, asurin, they remain unaffected. They're still nazirin. Omar hareini nazir. Person number one says, I'm a nazir. I'll be a nazir. V'shoma chaveru. And person number two hears this, v'omar, and he says, pi kefiv, my mouth is like his mouth, meaning, I will not drink wine. Usori kisa'oro. My hair is like his hair, meaning I won't shave my hair. Hareze nozir. He too is a nozir. We've learned earlier that if a person is mekabel upon himself and says, I'm going to be a nozir not to drink wine, he's a nozir for the whole package. He can't become Tomer Lameis, he can't have shave his hair, etc. Hareze nozir. So this too is an example of hatfosa. Now we come to a different twist. Hareini nozir. First person says, I'm going to be a nozir. And the second person is his wife. Vishomo ishto, his wife hears this. Viyomro, and she says, Va'ani, me too. So she is matfis in her husband's nazirus. Now we know from the Torah, Parshas Matos, that a husband can issue a hafora, can nullify his wife's vows. So he can also nullify his wife's nazirus vow. Meferes shelo, he can be mefer har neder, but for shelo kayim, his nazirus remains as it is. His hafora can have no effect upon him, only upon her. Hareini nazira. Suppose Mrs. Goldberg, the wife, says, I'm a nazir. Vishoma balo v'omar va'ani. And her husband heard her and he says, me too. Eino yochel lahofer. Because the halacha is, as we learned back in the Seches Nedorim, that when a husband hears his wife's neder, in this case the neder of nazirus, he has the power of hafora. He also has the power of kiyum. Kiyum means not to nullify her neder, but to ratify, to confirm, to validate her neder. By when he says about her neder of nazirus, me too, there can be no better validation than that. He's saying, Yasher Koyach, and I'm going to do the same thing as you're doing. So that's a kiyum. Once he has issued a kiyum, he can no longer issue a hafora. The kiyum stands, and the hafora is too late. Interestingly, if someone else, not the husband, would say, va'ani. All right, so Mrs. Goldberg says, I'm a nazira. And Mrs. Steinberg says, me too. And now Mr. Goldberg says, I'm sorry, I'm being mefer, my wife, Mrs. Goldberg's neder. So Mrs. Steinberg's neder of nazirus remains. Because a husband does not have the power to uproot the neder of his wife, mikol v'kol meikoro, but rather only mikanu lahabo. So the hatfosa of Mrs. Steinberg and Mrs. Goldberg's nazirus remains. Mr. Goldberg's koach is only to invalidate, to nullify Mrs. Goldberg's nazirus from this point forward. But Mrs. Steinberg was matfis in the neder before the hafara took place by Mr. Goldberg. So therefore, Mrs. Steinberg remains in the zero, and Mrs. Goldberg, not so, because Mr. Goldberg was mefir her neder mikanu lahabo. Now, of course, Mr. Steinberg, he can come along and be made for Mrs. Steinberg's neder, but that's complicating the scenario too much. So we have finished lesson number 13 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir.